This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's latest talent pipeline report is out. It identifies 163 top jobs with high demand and sustainable pay. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The list is diverse, ranging from wind turbine technicians to art directors. But the data this year shows to meet the living wage threshold, some Tier 1 roles now require a median income of over $86,000, up a couple thousand dollars from last year. That's because of inflation and the rising cost of living. Nurse practitioners and software developers lead the surge in demand. But the report also warns of headwinds, including a slowdown in population growth and the disruptive potential of AI. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis's administration submitted an appeal to FEMA to get disaster relief funds for the historic fires and flooding that occurred in 2024. The first request for a major disaster declaration, which would unlock federal funds and assistance, was denied by FEMA in December. State and local governments on the Western Slope reported more than $40 million in damages from the disasters. In Boulder, business owners say they lost millions of dollars in sales and inventory because of the power shutoffs in December. CPR's Ishan Takor has more.
Hundreds of businesses were affected by Xcel's public safety power shutoffs. That's according to a recent survey by the advocacy group, the Boulder Chamber. Xcel cut the power to reduce the risk of a wildfire. But because of wind damage, some parts of Boulder lost electricity for days. Brett Zimmerman owns Boulder Wine Merchant near downtown. He estimated the outage cost him up to $80,000 in lost sales.
It was crippling. It's never a good time, but the weekend leading up to the Christmas holiday is our busiest time of the year.
Business insurance may cover some losses, but Xcel will not cover lost revenue because of the shutoff, and the city of Boulder is not providing financial assistance to affected individuals.